This goes to Jennifer Barnhart, B-A-R-N-H-A-R-T, N like November, P like practice. Fax 989-463-2249. Regarding Eleanor, E-L-E-A-N-O-R, Hagen, H-A-G-E-N, date of birth 1/23/1928. Dear Jennifer, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Hagen with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, history of elevated calcium with hyperparathyroidism. Her last visit was August 29th of 2023. She's been feeling well. No hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. She does have severe arthritis pain, so her prednisone was increased from 5 milligram daily to 10 milligram daily, and that has helped. And her weight is stable. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. She does live at home with her husband who has dementia. Medications, I want to highlight Losartan, 100 milligram daily. Hydralazine is 25 milligram twice a day. The prednisone, 10 milligram daily. Omeprazole, 20 milligram twice a day. Ativan, 0.5 milligram daily. And extra strength Tylenol is 500 milligrams. She takes two tablets up to twice a day for pain. Physical exam, weight is 186 pounds, pulse is 60, oxygen saturation is 93% on room air, blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 150 over 80. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension, lungs are clear, heart is regular, abdomen soft, non-tender, without ascites, 1 to 2 plus edema of the lower extremities bilaterally. And labs, most recent lab studies were done 12-11 of 2023. Creatinine is 1.24, which is stable. Calcium is 10.1. Albumin, 4.3. Sodium, 138. Potassium, 4.2. Carbon dioxide, 20. Vitamin D, 25OH, is 37. Her hemoglobin is 11.3 with a normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no progression of disease, and no uremic symptoms. 2, hypertension, slightly higher today in the office. 3, primary hyperparathyroidism. We've asked the patient to continue getting lab studies done every 3 months. We'll include an intact parathyroid hormone and phosphorus levels with those labs, as well as renal function studies and a complete blood count. She should also have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.